Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be looking at Google virtual tours and how they can help businesses grow.
Okay.
We found this website from a company called the Virtually There Company.
Okay.
And they're a Google trusted agency based in the UK. And they create these virtual tours for businesses all across the UK. So yep. I'm really excited to jump in and see what they have to say about it. What do you think so far?
Well, I think the tagline is really what stood out to me immediately. It says, get up to twice as many customers inside your business with a Google virtual tour. And I think that's a really bold claim.
Yeah.
But it speaks to the power of what they're doing.
Yeah. It's like if I'm looking for a new restaurant to try, if they only have like a couple of static pictures on their website,
right,
I might not be that inclined to try it out.
Yeah.
But if I could actually virtually walk through the space and get a feel for the place, I'd be way more likely to want to try it out. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's very true. I think that's a really good way to put it. It's like you can scope it out before you actually even go. And I think that's a really big selling point, especially in today's age where everything is so fast paced and people are always looking for the most convenient option. So if they can just do it from their couch.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. And they also talk about a lot of different benefits like 24/7 exposure and increased bookings. But how do virtual tours actually lead to increased bookings?
Well, I think a big thing is trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're going to book a hotel room, you know,
yeah,
you want to know exactly what you're walking into.
Right.
So if you're able to take a virtual tour of the room,
yeah,
you know exactly what to expect. You see the layout, you see the decor,
right,
you see the view, if there is one, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just reduces any kind of hesitation that the customer might have about booking,
yeah,
because they're certain of what they're getting.
Yeah. It takes away the element of surprise, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
And that can be a good thing or a bad thing, I guess. But in this case, you want it to be a good thing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So something else that I noticed is they really emphasize that they're a Google trusted agency.
Right.
Now, I get that that means that they're legit.
Right.
But how does that actually benefit the businesses they work with?
That's a great question. So basically what it means is that they meet Google's standards for quality and reliability,
okay,
which is really important when it comes to SEO or search engine optimization, because Google's algorithms favor high quality content.
Right.
So when a business has a virtual tour made by a Google trusted agency, it tells Google that this is good quality content.
Okay.
That you should be putting in front of customers.
So it's like a stamp of approval.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. So it's not just about the tour itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's about where it fits in the whole online ecosystem.
Exactly.
That's really cool. I like that.
Okay.
Okay. So let's actually talk about some of the businesses that they have featured on their website.
Okay.
So they've got places like Jar's Maze, which is a restaurant. They've got The Unicorn, which is a pub. And they even have Chadstone Accountancy, which is an accountancy firm.
Wow.
Yeah. So it seems like it's not just for, you know, trendy places or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's for any type of business that has a physical location.
Exactly. I think it just shows how versatile virtual tours can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were saying earlier that it works for all kinds of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
What are some like really creative or unique ways that you've seen virtual tours being used?
That's a great question. I've seen some really interesting uses for virtual tours. One that comes to mind is this dance studio I saw.
Okay.
They were actually using their virtual tour to give online classes.
Oh, wow.
So they would have videos of instructors embedded in the tour so you could actually learn how to dance from anywhere in the world.
Wow.
And I thought that was such a cool idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. It just shows how you can really get creative with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that ties back to what we were saying earlier about building trust, because if you can give people a taste of your expertise online, they're more likely to, you know, trust you and choose you when it comes to making a real life purchase or booking.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's cool. So the virtually their company, they have this like three-step process that they use to create their tours.
Oh, yeah.
So the first step is a free consultation.
Right.
Then they shoot, edit, and upload the tour.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last step is promoting the tour and reaping the rewards.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. It seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it seems very accessible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it seems like they make it really easy for businesses to get started.
Yeah, and I think that's important because a lot of businesses might be intimidated by the idea of creating a virtual tour.
Yeah.
They might think it's too complicated or too expensive, but this company makes it clear that it's not.
Yeah.
And they're there to help you every step of the way.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a whole section on their website dedicated to client testimonials.
Oh, yeah.
Like one example is a dance studio owner who said that they got like 500 extra views in just 1 week from their virtual tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it really does seem like it can make a big difference.
Yeah. And I think that's a great example of social proof. Mm. You know, seeing other people having success with something makes you more likely to try it yourself.
For sure.
Yeah. So that's a really smart move on their part to include those testimonials.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the visual aspect of these virtual tours.
Right.
But I'm curious about the technical side of things. Like, what actually goes into creating one of these tours? Is it something that businesses can do themselves, or do they need to hire professionals?
That's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
There's a lot that goes into it.
Okay.
It's not just about pointing and shooting a camera. There's a real art and science to it.
Yeah.
And we can dive into that a little bit more in detail later on.
Awesome. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear more about that.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So let's talk more about the actual process of making one of these virtual tours.
Yeah.
What are the key ingredients to making a good one?
Well, the first one's pretty obvious. It has to be visually appealing. I mean, you want these high definition 360-degree images.
Yep.
You want them to be really crisp and clear and well-lit so people get a good sense of what the space actually looks like.
So it's not just like snapping a quick panorama with your phone?
No, not really. There's a real skill to capturing the space in a way that's, you know, both informative but also aesthetically pleasing. I mean, think of it like professional photography. You have to consider the lighting and the angles and the composition.
Okay.
And like for a restaurant, you know, you want to style the food and the table setting so it looks really inviting.
Yeah, it's starting to sound kind of complex. It's almost like you're making a little mini movie about your business.
That's a good way to think about it. It should tell a story, you know? Yeah. It should guide the viewer through the space and show them what's special about it. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're a retail store, you might start with a shot of the storefront.
Yeah.
Then you take them inside, show them the different sections, maybe highlight some key products or displays.
I see.
And for a hotel, you could start with the lobby. You know, give them a grand entrance,
right,
then
yeah.
Take them through different room types, show off the amenities, the views, anything that's going to make them want to stay there.
So each space kind of has its own unique story.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah.
This kind of reminds me of those choose your own adventure books I used to read as a kid.
Too.
Are there interactive elements like that in virtual tours? Like, can I click on something and get more information?
Oh, for sure. Interactivity is a big part of what makes virtual tours so engaging.
Okay.
So you can add things like hotspots that people can click on to see, you know, extra images or videos. You can have floor plans, maps to help people navigate the space.
Oh, right.
Things like that.
I remember I did this virtual tour of a museum once.
Uh-huh.
And I could zoom in on different artifacts and read all about them. There were even little videos I could watch.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. It was way more engaging than just looking at pictures.
Exactly. And you can use those interactive elements in really clever ways. Okay.
Like, imagine you're a retail store and you have a virtual tour.
Mm-hmm.
You could have it set up so that when someone clicks on a product,
yeah,
they can see the price,
yes,
different variations, customer reviews,
mm-hmm,
are right there in the tour.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. It's a really seamless way to connect the online and offline shopping experience.
Yeah, for sure. What about mobile devices?
Yes.
Do you have to do anything special to make sure the tours work well on phones?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Mobile optimization is crucial these days because so many people are browsing on their phones.
Right.
So the tour has to be responsive,
mm-hmm,
which means it adjusts to different screen sizes and orientations.
Okay.
You don't want people having to zoom and scroll around just to see the whole thing.
Yeah, no, that's annoying.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it has to be a smooth experience.
Good point.
Mm.
What about accessibility?
Oh, that's another really important consideration. You want to make sure that everyone can enjoy the virtual tour,
mm-hmm,
regardless of any disabilities they might have.
Right. So things like captions, audio descriptions, those, mm-hmm, are all important to include.
Okay. So we've got great visuals, a good story, interactive elements, mobile optimization, accessibility. What else?
Well, all of that is great, but it's not going to do much good if no one sees it.
Oh, right. You have to actually get it out there.
Exactly. You have to make sure it's part of your overall marketing strategy.
So it's like building a beautiful website, but not telling anyone about it?
Precisely. Yeah. You have to promote it just like you would any other piece of content.
Okay.
You know, put it on your website, share it on social media, include it in your email newsletters.
Got it.
Think about where your potential customers are hanging out online,
mm,
and make sure your tour is there.
You mentioned putting it on your website.
Yeah.
Where's the best place for it?
Well, that depends on the website.
Yeah.
But generally, the more prominent, the better.
Okay.
You know, you want people to see it right away.
Makes sense. What about social media? How can businesses use that to promote their virtual tours?
Social media is perfect for this. You can create posts with, you know, really eye-catching visuals, mm-hmm. little snippets of the tour, link back to the full thing on your website.
Oh, cool.
You can even do targeted ads to reach the right people.
I see.
It's all about getting people's attention as they're scrolling through their feeds.
Yeah. Got to stand out.
Exactly. And don't forget about user-generated content.
Oh, right.
You know, encourage your customers to share their experience with the tour.
Right.
And tag your business on social media. That kind of word-of-mouth marketing is really powerful.
For sure. You mentioned before that Google likes high-quality content.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything specific that businesses can do to make sure their virtual tours are optimized for search engines?
Absolutely. That's where SEO comes in.
Okay.
So you want to use relevant keywords in the tour's description and title.
Right.
Make sure your image file names and sizes are optimized.
Got it.
Build backlinks to your website.
Okay.
All the usual SEO stuff.
So it's not just about how the tour looks.
Right.
It's about the technical stuff behind the scenes.
Exactly. You want to make sure Google can understand what your tour is about.
Right.
So it can show it to the right people.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
One more thing about SEO.
Mm-hmm.
What about local SEO? You know, for businesses that rely on customers in their area.
Oh, that's huge for local businesses.
Okay.
Make sure your Google My Business listing is up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And include a link to your virtual tour.
Got it.
That way, when people search for something like best coffee shop near me,
yeah,
your business will pop up with a beautiful virtual tour.
And they'll be way more likely to choose you over a competitor.
Exactly. It's all about making a great first impression.
Okay, so let's say I've made this amazing virtual tour.
Uh-huh.
I've promoted it everywhere. What happens next?
Well, the work doesn't stop there.
Oh, right.
You have to track how people are interacting with your tour.
Oh, I see.
You know, are they actually watching it? Are they clicking on the hotspots? Mm-hmm. Are they visiting your website afterward? Mm-hmm. You need to know if it's actually working.
So you need to look at the data?
Exactly. There are tools like Google Analytics that can show you all sorts of things.
Okay.
You know, how much traffic your tour is getting, how long people are spending on it, what they're mm-hmm. clicking on.
Okay.
All sorts of useful stuff.
So it's not just about making the tour and then forgetting about it.
Definitely not.
You have to constantly be checking in and making sure it's doing its job.
Exactly. Mm. It's an ongoing process.
Makes sense.
Mm.
What about getting feedback from actual people?
Oh, yeah, that's important, too.
Okay.
You can send out surveys, ask people for their thoughts on social media, mm. you know, get a sense of what they liked, what they didn't like.
Okay.
That kind of feedback can be really valuable.
So it's a combination of data and human feedback.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I like that.
So
we've covered a lot about creating and promoting virtual tours.
Right.
But what about the future?
Hmm.
What's coming next for this technology?
Oh, that's the exciting part.
Okay.
There's some really cool things on the horizon. Yeah, like augmented reality and virtual reality.
Yeah,
like imagine putting on a VR headset.
Okay.
And being able to walk through a hotel room. Like actually open drawers and try on the bathrobes.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's going to be so much more immersive than just looking at it on a screen.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm.
And I feel like that would be huge for industries like travel and hospitality.
Oh, absolutely. Like yeah. People could actually experience a destination before they even book their trip.
Right. You could like virtually tour a hotel or check out a restaurant before you even get there.
Exactly. And AR could also play a big role.
How so?
Well, imagine you're taking a virtual tour of a historical site.
Okay.
And as you're walking around, you see these little pop-up bubbles with information about the landmarks.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. So it's like having a virtual tour guide right there with you.
Yeah. And it would make it way more engaging.
Definitely. And with the metaverse becoming more and more popular, virtual tours are going to be essential for businesses to establish a presence there.
I can see that. Like imagine attending a virtual conference and being able to explore different booths and exhibits through a virtual tour.
Exactly. It would be so much more interactive than just looking at a website.
Right. So it sounds like there are some really cool things happening with the technology itself.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What about the cost of creating these tours?
Well, the good news is that 3D scanning technology is getting better and cheaper all the time.
Okay.
So it's becoming more accessible for businesses of all sizes.
That's great to hear, because I know a lot of small businesses might be hesitant to invest in something like this.
Right. But it's becoming more and more affordable.
Good. So it seems like virtual tours are here to stay.
Oh, definitely. I think they're only going to become more popular and sophisticated.
Yeah. I agree. All right, so let's bring it back to our listeners.
Okay.
Remember, we're trying to figure out how to use virtual tours to attract more customers and grow our businesses.
Right.
So let's say I'm a bakery owner.
Okay.
And my ideal customer is someone who loves fresh artisanal bread and pastries. How could I use a virtual tour to appeal to them?
Well, your virtual tour could showcase the warm and inviting atmosphere of your bakery.
Okay.
Maybe highlight the delicious aroma of freshly baked bread.
I like that.
You could even give them a behind-the-scenes look at your baking process.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, you could show your skilled bakers kneading dough-shaping loaves, decorating pastries.
And that would really appeal to those customers who appreciate the craft of baking.
Exactly. It's all about creating an experience that goes beyond just the physical space.
Mm-hmm.
You want to convey the passion and artistry that goes into your products.
I love that. And I could even add things like clickable recipes.
Yeah.
Or videos of baking techniques.
Absolutely. It's about engaging all the senses.
This has been super helpful.
You're welcome.
I'm feeling way more confident about exploring virtual tours for my business.
Great.
But before we wrap up, are there any downsides or challenges I should be aware of?
Well, creating a really high quality virtual tour can take some time.
Okay.
And you might need to hire professionals.
Right.
Which can be an investment.
So it's not something to just rush into.
No, you want to plan it out carefully.
And make sure you have the budget for it.
Exactly. And it's also important to keep your virtual tour up to date.
Okay.
You know, if you renovate your space or change your menu,
yeah,
you want to make sure your virtual tour reflects those changes.
So it doesn't look outdated.
Exactly. Mm. But overall, I think the benefits of virtual tours definitely outweigh the challenges. Mm-hmm. They can really make a difference for your business.
Awesome. Well, this has been an amazing deep dive.
Glad to hear it.
Thanks so much for sharing your knowledge.
My pleasure.
And to our listeners, if you're feeling inspired to give virtual tours a try,
yeah,
be sure to check out the show notes for some resources.
Good idea.
Until next time, keep exploring.